producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Jane, you're on the air. Dr. Joy Brown, hi.
Hi, Dr. Joy. I have been trying to call you forever.
Well,
and I just respect you so much. And excuse me, trying to do my square breathing, a little nervous.
That's all right. What's on your mind?
Really a crucial question to
okay.
me and my daughter and her future, I believe. She's six. And my question is, I'll start out with that, how to talk to her about her father, who is, for all intents and purposes, estranged. He lives in another country. She does speak to him on the telephone very infrequently. The story behind it is that I had an affair with him when I lived in this other country, and he was married. I got pregnant. She was born there in this other country, and I left when she was one. We've, you know, talk occasionally, and his family does not know about her, and that's another just sort of source of confusion for me as to, not necessarily at the age of six to explain this to her, but I feel that someday she's going to be very angry about the fact that she's not known.
Well, you have to be careful about that, Jane. You had an affair with a married man.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah,
I know.
So I hear, but it's really not your decision to make.
Right,
it's
which
his.
Is why I left. It's why I left. I didn't want to, I wanted to take her and just be with her and raise her up on my own. And not
what specifically, I mean, so she knows who her father is.
She
and
does.
He has some contact with her.
Yes.
So what's the, I don't know what estranged would mean in this particular context.
Well, I mean, just... I mean, she asks about him, and why can't we just go see Daddy, and why can't we, you know...
Don't you
think there's going to come a day where she's going to say, like, what's
Jane,
the real
I think
scoop?
I think this is a lot about you and not very much about your daughter.
Probably.
Yeah, well, I think you have to separate those two out, because
okay.
it's too much to put on a six-year-old's shoulders.
All right.
I think what you need to... I mean, had she ever met her father? Well, I guess she did in the first year.
She did when she was... we went back to see him when she was two.
Listen, I think, first of all, you need to get some clarity from him about whether he has any intent of... Does he support her financially in any way?
No.
Do you want child support from him?
Let me ask
another question. What do you want from him, you personally, as a woman?
Oh, for me?
Yeah.
Gosh, I don't really know. I don't think anything.
Well, I think you have to be very certain about that, because you can't use the kid as the poker chip.
Oh, I you know what? I know what you're saying, I think. And there were years after I left that I felt really, you know, poor me, poor me. I don't feel that way, and I definitely feel like I've moved on.
Well, all right. It would seem to me that the deal that I would make with your daughter is that your mommy and daddy... Mommy and Daddy really liked each other.
Okay.
And Mommy did something that wasn't very smart.
Okay.
Got involved with somebody who loved somebody else. And sometimes, you know, you have more than one friend. You have friends that you really like, and if they both ask you to a party, you don't know exactly what to do. And adults do dumb things just like kids do dumb things.
Okay.
So Mommy did something that she knew that this man was already in love with somebody else, already had a family, and we did something that wasn't very smart, and I got pregnant. But what I decided is that I couldn't have him, but I really wanted to have you.
Okay.
And so this isn't about your daddy loving you or not loving you, because he really doesn't know you. This is about me really wanting a baby and really wanting you. And at some point when you're older, you can go and meet your daddy, or maybe your daddy will come and meet you. But it's not that your daddy doesn't love you, but your daddy was already involved with another family. And I knew that. Mommy knew that and still did something that was not very smart. Would I do it again? Well, I love having you, so maybe I would. But I think that having that falling in love with people who are already married doesn't make any sense. It may look good on television, or may good look on movies, but what it does in life is it makes me a little lonely, and it makes you wonder who your daddy is. So what you and I are going to decide to do is we are going to figure what you want from a daddy. And what we're going to do is we're going to build some relationships for you that allow you to have what other kids have. But as you know, in your class, Jeremy doesn't live with his mommy and dad. Jeremy doesn't live with his daddy, and Susie doesn't live with her daddy. And so it's not just you. It's lots of kids. And the only difference here is that your daddy really never knew you. And you can decide when you're a grown-up if you want to get to know him. But for right now, we get to figure out people who will do daddy things for you. For example, if you want someone to take you to a baseball game, that Uncle Jeremy will take you. He will be your baseball daddy.
Okay.
And when you want to go to a movie, then Sarah will be your movie daddy or mommy. And she's going to say, oh, that's silly. Sarah's a girl. And you can say, okay, well, and I will do. And so we're going to drop all the things that you would like to do with a daddy, and we're going to make sure you get to do those things.
Okay.
Because she doesn't really care. This is all she's known. I will tell you the story that kids only know what they know, and they only know what they know from other kids and themselves. But, I mean, at one point I said to my mother, or my daughter, no, it's not a Freudian slip. Oh, well, I suppose it is. So it treats me, Mom, where were you? I couldn't get a hold of you. Where were you? Well, honey, that's my job to ask you that. Now, but at some point she wanted to go visit a friend of mine, and I said, well, Vicki, we have to call to make sure she's home. And she said, oh, yeah, she's probably at work. And I said, no, she's not at work. And she said, why? Is she sick? And I said, no, she doesn't work. And she said, why not? Because as far as my daughter knew, mothers worked.
Right.
Her mother worked. So
right.
The idea that a mother didn't work meant that the mother must be sick. And so kids only know what they know. This is what your daughter knows. And if at six she's beginning to understand that other kids have daddies who live with them, although I would certainly point out that lots of kids have daddies who don't live with them.
Right.
So what is it you would like a daddy to do? And we'll make sure that you get to do those things.
Okay.
Okay.
And I have one more question for you.
Okay.
Though, I've written everything down, and I'm going to definitely...
We can also download it off your iPod if you want. Or listen to it on computer, so...
Okay.
You don't even have to take
notes. I listen to you every day.
Cool.
And I recommend you to all my friends.
We love that part.
My question is that should I ever make an attempt for her to have a visit with him under the conditions the way things are now? I don't mean like her alone. I just
Probably. I think that what we don't know always looms larger than what we know. I mean, I think that's something you're going to have to negotiate with him rather than with her.
Okay.
And presumably he has at least some curiosity about her.
Oh yeah.
So
oh,
I mean,
yeah.
Would I keep the two of them apart? No.
Okay.
Would I actively solicit him in her life? Yeah, if you think he's reliable and responsible enough, and even if he's not, it's probably better to have an irresponsible father than no father at all, or at least to wonder about it.
Okay.
So, yeah. But be careful about your motives. Make sure that you're not sort of saying, gee, this is what you could have had if you adopted for me, or... because this was really a miscalculation on your part.
Oh, I know.
And
I knew you and I were going to have that conversation, too. I know that.
But I think in terms of her...
I honestly, truthfully, have dug really deep, and I am definitely not doing it for that. It has nothing for me. I'm not interested. I wouldn't be interested even if it weren't the situation.
Okay. Well, then I think saying to him, look, as she gets older, let's see what kind of relationship you would like to have with her. Now, what he tells other people is not your business. At some point, it may be his business and it may be her business, but it's really that's his issue. And, I mean, by definition, it's obviously much more troublesome for him than it is for you, and that you have the outward manifestation. He is going to have to talk with a wife and children about the fact that he had an affair. Now, the fact that he's European may make it slightly less complicated.
He's not European.
He's not. Well, that's going to make it worse. Because European men...
Why?
Because I remember one European man who was pitching me to sort of be in his life, and I said, you're married.
Uh-huh.
And he said, well, what do all European men have a wife, a mistress, and a girlfriend? I said, I'm not European.
Right.
I'm an American. I don't do this stuff.
Right.
So, but I mean, look, that how they work it out is really between the two of them. Would I keep them apart? No. Would I facilitate them being together? Sure. Would I make her long for him? No. But I think that, so you can kind of, on the one hand, fill in the blanks for her of what would a daddy do? What would you like a daddy to do? And find people, including yourself, to do those things for her, but also facilitate a relationship with them, because I think knowing who your dad is makes a difference.
Yeah, I mean, she emails him when he calls. I'm more than happy to have them speak. I'm not, I wouldn't do that.
Okay, well then I think you've answered the questions.
Okay.
All righty?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Hi, folks. Ronnie McMullen here for Life Change Tea. Healthcare is a problem, whether you're for or against Obamacare. It's a mess. My question is, who do you trust? Do you want to be told what to do, or do you want to make your own decision? My opinion, preventative maintenance. Keeping your colon clean is preventative maintenance. A little exercise, a balanced diet, and drinking Life Change Tea. It tastes great, and it helps with constipation, high cholesterol, liver problems, acid reflux, and much, much more. And with the holiday season upon us, you can get some extra tea for free. Don't wait for Obama. Make your own decision. Order now. Call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can log on to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Ridding yourself of harmful toxins is truly preventative maintenance. GetTheTea.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
What good is a big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Have a question?
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-99-3756-9, 855-99-3756-9. All right, so we're talking about things that should be banned, at least somewhat tongue-in-cheek. Okay, because I overate at a buffet, so I've decided that I shouldn't be disciplined.
Yeah.
Yeah, I shouldn't be disciplined. That the society should deal with my gluttony by banning. You know, why should I take personal responsibility? So that that basically, you know, society should take responsibility for my lack of discipline and ban things that I don't like. So that's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
I think that's good.
Darn it.
All right, there we go. So,
well, so I had mentioned too, you know, that you were talking about
we were talking about football.
I played football, and I honestly do not want my boys to play football because it scares the crap out of me thinking about them, you know, dealing with the injuries and that sort of thing that I dealt with, you know, and potentially worse, you know, scares me to death.
All right. So were you injured at all?
Let's see. I had a broken rib one time, broke my nose twice, broken fingers.
Well, I mean, I did that too, but I'm sort of a klutz.
Sure.
I actually broke my toe at a dismounted of a headstand from yoga.
Very
few people can actually say that they've actually hurt themselves in yoga, but I'm one of those people who, you know, can and did.
Quite a few people, end up.
It actually turns out that I was talking to somebody about it, and even though people were saying, you know, that yoga is such an easy way of dealing with things, but it turns out that in an emergency room that they were saying that something like some high percentage of injuries were yoga injuries.
That's what I've heard, too. I've heard it's a lot higher than you would expect, for sure, yeah. Yeah, it's a strenuous exercise, so I can see that, I guess.
Well, and it's, you know, for me, I as I said, I'm somewhat of a klutz. Okay, more than somewhat. But the other problem with me is that I'm always sort of trying things that that maybe don't make a whole lot of sense. You know, let's try this. And I sort of did the broken toe, which I've broken fingers and toes. I mean, I just, as I said, I'm somewhat of a klutz. What I'm sort of, the major injury I did, which was my shoulder of doing bridge, and I'm just not built that way. I'm strong, but I'm not very flexible. And I'm not sure anybody should be doing bridges, but certainly not me. So it's kind of my own fault, and I'm willing to, you know, let's try it. Let's see what happens. So it's hard to blame anybody for that.
Yeah. I can't say that I didn't have any concussions that I'm aware of and or anything like
that. I'll be the judge of that.
Yeah, right. I did have what we called stingers quite a few times.
What's a stinger?
It's basically like a nerve kind of thing. Get hit a certain way and you feel a nerve jolt on your neck and that's
Your elbow. What is it? Hit your crazy bone.
It's kind of
which is a compression of a nerve.
We always call that a stinger in football.
Well, it sounds much more, you know, much more manly than I hit my crazy bone.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, I'm a manly man. Yeah. I have no crazy bones. I have stingers. Fair enough. So no football for your kids. Would you let them play soccer?
Yeah, I think I would. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I mean, it's a whole different thing, you know? I mean,
and people get hurt, but I mean, and look, I'm perfectly willing to, like, I've split my hand playing volleyball and stuff like that, but I think their injuries, somehow injuries to fingers or toes seem somewhat a different category to me than brain injury. What can I tell you?
That's right. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
And when you're running a risk, that, I mean, it can or two, cool. I mean, having studied brains in medical school, you know, when somebody hits your chin, there's no place really for your brain to go. And so it's going to hit the back of your skull.
Right.
And when it hits, it's going to kill brain cells. And either it hits just because of the compression or it hits because that arteries and veins get smacked, and so you can bleed into. I mean, it's a very closed, protected system.
Yeah.
It's kind of like, you know, an egg in this kind of little puddle of cerebrospinal fluid that's really meant to be a shock absorber. But I don't think they really meant that 300-pound people should smack into your chin
or
grab your helmet.
Well, I've heard studies done before that these NFL running backs they basically have the equivalent of having been in a very serious car accident on a weekly basis. You know, it's crazy to think of that. You know,
well, I mean, because I mean your seatbelt will restrain you, and there's nothing to sort of restrain. I mean, 300 pounds a person moving toward you. And they're saying that football has gotten more dangerous because the guys have gotten bigger and stronger. The combination of steroids and growth hormone and all sorts of things. Yeah, and the turf, and a lot of people are playing on an artificial turf, which people feel doesn't absorb the percussion as much. And I mean, they're all, I don't know. It's a scare. I mean, I grew up in areas where football was king. But I still think, you know, it's kind of like, I think, a lot of things. I never really liked zoos, to be quite honest. I always felt like the cages were too small. But at one point in my life, I really liked aquaria, because of the water and whatever. Until you figure that a lion in a cage is a problem for me. I mean, those are big animals that are really meant to run.
Uh-huh.
And so putting them in a cage so I can see them doesn't seem very fair. But the size of a lion in a cage as opposed to a whale or a dolphin
in an aquarium,
in a swimming pool. I mean,
I know,
you know, so
that,
I don't like those either anymore. I understand that we like to see things, but you've got such good. So go take a boat, you know, go on a whale watch. I'm just not crazy about the idea of taking wild things.
Yeah.
And pinning them somewhere. Sure. So, and I know people say, well, that's how we learn about them and whatever. But we can learn from sick animals. You know, we can take a beached whale and maybe study that or something. The whole thing of zoos. And I know people are going to be mad at me about that.
I was going to say, I had heard, and I don't know anything about this, but I had heard that a lot of the animals that you do find in the zoo are rescue animals and that sort of thing, that they've kind of nursed back to health that wouldn't necessarily...
I'm not sure how much that's true.
Okay,
I think a lot of them are raised in captivity, which is a different issue.
Sure. Yeah.
But I'm still, and part of it, I suppose, as I get older, it's not only an expanding awareness, but being a little claustrophobic myself... I guess
the idea
of putting something in a cage or putting something in someplace smaller, or even just taking somebody involuntarily out of their habitat.
Yeah.
You know, that maybe live things should be able to kind of make more choices. You know, I'm not crazy about making choices for other living beings that maybe prohibit their ability to do what they used to do. And people, nature red in tooth and claw, but you know, it's always when there have been situations where, like, a kid has fallen into a pit or something, and they'll kill the animal who hurts the kid, which has always seemed to me kind of unfair.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree.
So I don't know. I guess we're I'm lengthening my list. So we have to get rid of buffets, aquaria, and zoos. Man, I'm on a rampage today, am I not? 855-99 Dr. Joy. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Hi, I'm John Rainey, Chief Financial Officer of United Airlines, and I'm honored to be the National Chair for the 2015 March for Babies campaign for the March of Dimes. United is a proud supporter of the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Please join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.org.
If you own a business, you need customers, right? Well, your potential customers are listening to this radio program right now, and I can help you reach them. Hi, I'm Matt Brower, a national marketing executive at the radio network responsible for this program. I can help you customize a national radio campaign that fits your budget, large or small, while targeting your specific audience. Contact me to learn how radio advertising can make your business more profitable. mbrower@gcnlive.com. That's mbrower@gcnlive.com.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Debbie, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Here's my question. It's a general question about, I was looking to you for some advice on how I can communicate better with my 13-year-old so that I don't sound like to her that I'm nagging and judging her whenever I give her feedback or opinions, and I don't get from her in return either silence, rolling eyes, sarcasm, or even tears.
Well, it sounds to me that by definition, what you're doing is, it does sound like it's nagging.
Mm-hmm.
So give me an example of something that she thinks is nagging that you don't.
perfect example. Her progress report at school took a little bit of a downturn where she used to do pretty well. It's now down to B's and B minuses. And we talked about it, and there's a direct relation to how much studying she's putting in now that she's getting older, that she needs to do more studying in order to bring the grades up. So when I give her that kind of advice that I think of as advice...
Well, it's not advice at all. Right. It's a commandment. You're not saying, gee, what do you think might bring your grades up?
Yeah.
You're saying this is what you have to do. So she's right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Listen,
so,
Debbie, let's back up. If the deal is grades, I mean, and I'm kind of ambivalent about grades. I think that as long as a parent doesn't get in the way of a kid studying, that it's really between the school and the kid.
Okay.
And that means, no, as far as I'm concerned, no TV during the week ever,
right,
under any circumstances. Because, again, if you say to a kid, you can watch TV as soon as your homework's done, then homework gets short shrift. So there's
just no
reason for it, including computers and,
right,
and email and IMing and cell phones and yada, yada. So instead of saying, I mean, it sounds like your daughter is a motivated kid, yes? She's a good student?
More or less, yeah.
Then instead of saying, this is what you have to do,
right,
what you might say, especially to a 13-year-old, is, hey, listen, how do you feel about these grades? And she's going to say, I don't know.
Right.
Because then she's 13. What you're going to say is, if you want to do better, I'm perfectly willing to bribe you. So let's talk about what you'd like to do and how I can help you in terms of bribing. Or is there something I can do to help you? Because that's then shifting the responsibility from your shoulders to hers.
Okay.
Because otherwise, you're saying, well, you know, you're going to have to put in more time. That's is nagging. It is judgmental. It doesn't give her any options at all.
Okay. All right. And I've heard you say that advice before, and I've even given that advice to other people related to school. Is there any quick answer you can give to general advice on communication so that when
when in doubt, ask the question rather than say, what do you think, as opposed to this is what you should have to do.
So
don't offer advice unless someone specifically says, what do you think I should do?
And in terms of friendships and clothes and things like that, where do I give input? Where do I back out?
I think when she asks that it's okay, you can always say, are you interested in my opinion? But she says, no, you have to back off.
Right.
Basically, the basic rule of thumb, Debbie, and I think it's the best single indicator I can give you or anybody else, is if I'm about to hear what I'm about to say, is there any way that I could make it more acceptable? And number two, would I find it comforting or insulting? And
so
I mean, the answer is, I mean, it's like...
So it's put like, myself in her place.
Exactly. Yes. Exactly. Yes. It's like if she said to you, Mom, you're really getting fat.
Right.
Or, you know, I'm tired of hearing about you, you know, you always trying to lose weight because then you eat hot fudge sundaes.
Right.
That's nagging. On the other hand, if she said to you, gee, Mom, I just read this thing about nutrition. Do you want, you know, do you have any interest in knowing what they said? That's very different.
Right. Okay. Good.
Okay.
Good. Simple advice. Thanks.
Yeah. Straightforward.
Okay.
Simple and easy are not the same. Simple and simple. Easy is not necessarily. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr. Joy. Glad to speak to you. I'm calling today this situation. I would like your insight into I've been dating on some dating site for like 3 months with a gentleman. And we've been intimate after the third date.
Okay.
And I just not sure what he's looking for or not looking for. When we first started out, I asked him, you know, what he was looking for, and he didn't know. And so we just have been going out, lading lunch and dinner and music and sex every Saturday and Wednesday, and he says that's how he likes it. And he doesn't really want to get to be any more closer. And I guess I just think that he doesn't need to be validated or defined by me or anybody else. And I don't know what
he said that to you.
Happened.
He said he doesn't need to be defined by you or anybody else.
Yeah, defined or validated. I guess he's just very independent.
Well, did he actually say that to you, though?
No, I feel it
that way. Okay.
He has his own. We own both have our own interests.
All right, Francis. Let me back you up a little bit, sugar. How old are you?
I'm 66.
Okay, and how old is he?
He's 69.
Okay. What do you want from this relationship?
I guess I want it to be a little bit more personal.
Okay, how would that behave?
Well. We have a good time. I want it to feel like I'm not just a quick get together, you know, twice a week.
Okay, then stop having sex.
I have asked him, you know, we've had some pillow talk, and you know, I told him that how I was feeling, and he said that it would be fine, you know, if I could call him during the week with different things.
Okay.
If I wanted to.
Do you?
I don't. I have a lot of boundaries that I don't think if he's not willing, I don't want to push that.
Well, but honey, wait. You're telling me that he's doing what he wants to do in this relationship. You go out, you listen to music, you have sex on Saturdays and Wednesdays. And that's making him perfectly happy. You're saying, well, I'd like it to be a little more intimate. And he's saying, okay, so call. And then you're saying, I'm not going to call? That doesn't make any sense to me. Why wouldn't you call him?
I guess I don't feel like I should intrude.
But honey, you're an adult woman. The way we negotiate relationships is you tell me what you want, I tell you what I want, and we don't even necessarily have to talk about it. It doesn't have to be an argument, doesn't have to be a discussion. But if you want to call him, pick up the phone and call him. And because, look, what we know is that phone calls are not as important to him as they are to you. Expecting him to call because...
I'm having a hard time hearing you.
I'm just saying, why don't you call him? Why don't you pick up the phone and call him?
I don't feel comfortable. I don't know. It's just I guess insecure. And he has also said that we should still keep looking on the dating sites and see if we find anybody else.
Okay. Francis, let me say a couple.
We should tell each other that.
Francis, let me say a couple things to you.
Yeah.
You going at the beginning of a relationship is when we have the most clout. If you want to see him 3 times a week, invite him out the third time. If you want to talk with him on the phone, pick up the phone and call him. Now, if he never calls you and you always call him, then you might say to him, look, I would really like a phone call from you occasionally. And he may then say, you know, phoning isn't really my choice, but you know, I have no problem calling me. You don't become Scarlett O'Hara, sugar. Don't expect that, you know, that he's going to have to court me in a way that makes sense to me. Especially, I mean, you're a grown-up person. Call him. To be quite honest, I think a guy who says to you, well, let's both stay on our website, look for other people, I think is probably not a keeper. But the point is, do what you want to do in this relationship, and if it works for him, then you go forward. If it doesn't work for him, he's gone, but who cares? He wasn't the person you wanted anyway. The problem is that you're expecting him to read your mind.
Okay.
And that's a disaster. So if having sex twice a week with him doesn't work for you, stop having sex with him and explain what it takes for you to feel comfortable having sex. If you want to talk with him on the phone, pick up the phone and call him.
Okay.
All right, give it a try. So you have nothing to lose because this guy is certainly, I mean, any guy who says, well, you know, I think we should both keep looking and if we find someone we like better, who wants to be a placeholder? And I think it's perfectly okay for both of you to date other people if you want, but I don't think you have to be rude about it. I don't think you have to be dishonest about it. Honey, the issue is not what he wants. The issue is what do you want? And you got to, if you can't set it up that way at the beginning, it will never be set up that way. And you have nothing to lose. Okay. You've got a lot, because you're going to care a lot less about him today than you will tomorrow. So take a risk while there's still something to gain and not much to lose. Call him up. And if he says, look, I don't like talking on the phone, then you can decide, well, this is something that's really important to me. I don't feel comfortable being in a relationship with somebody who doesn't like to talk on the phone. If you don't want to have sex with him twice a week, figure out if you do, how often you want to have sex and under what circumstances. Don't be afraid at the beginning of a relationship, because you're going to care a lot less at the beginning than you are later on. And you never want to pretend to be something you're not. Because if you pretend to be something you're not, and he falls in love with that, then either you have to continue to pretend, which is awful, or the relationship will break up farther down the road. If it's going to break up, you want it to break up early, not late. Okay?
Hello.
So take some risks here, Sugar Plum.
Okay.
You got nothing to lose. Think of yourself as you are a woman, here you roar. Give him a phone call.
Okay.
All right?
Okay.
Do what you want. All right?
Thank you.
You're welcome, okay. Francis. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Many Americans suffer from poor digestion, which can adversely affect their health.
For you guys who have digestive issues, glutathione is amazingly important for inflammatory bowel disease, ulcerative colitis, Crohn's disease, stomach cancer. The glands of the stomach produce lots of glutathione. So glutathione's got multiple roles to play, and one of the best ways to upregulate to make more glutathione is to take the building blocks, glycine being one of the most important of the building blocks for making glutathione. Your ultimate enzymes contain something called trimethylglycine. We know it as betaine. We talk about betaine as an important ingredient for acidification, for keeping the pH of the stomach nice and low. But betaine can also help you make glutathione.
Help your body build glutathione. Order Ultimate Enzymes by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidemen.com. That's brightsidemen.com. Order today.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Well, that's the whole point. Really am here to help. And we got sort of a shy person who sent us a Facebook question.
Yeah, Ryan says he's 31 and never had a girlfriend and just was wondering if we had any advice for him.
Well, it would be that's one of those things that sort of cries out for giving me a little more information than that.
yeah, that'd be nice.
I mean, look, the best way, let's separate it into to different categories. Because if you were on the phone, the first thing I'd want to know is, do you have any male friends? Because to a certain extent, if you use the word girlfriend in both senses of the word, as a friend who's a female, but also somebody who's kind of has some romantic potential, especially if you're new at this, the best way to start is with a female who's a friend, because it will get you over your fears about the fact of, oh, you know, what do I say, or what do I do, or what if I, you know, don't look right, or, you know, what if I am not charming enough. And what you can do is just, because I think with our friends, we're much more who we really want to be, and as opposed to who we wish we were. And so, and the best place to start with that is with male friends, that if you have men, and certainly it doesn't mean when you go out with a woman that you view as a friend that you punch her on the arm and call her, you know, an SOB or something, which I know guys do somewhat. I know you guys do that.
Yeah.
So there are slightly different rules. But the basic deal that you sort of talk with your friends about things that are mutually important, that you're supportive, that you pick friends with whom you have things in common, it's not a bad place to start with just getting to being around females. And it may be that you have some female friends that you don't view as romantic possibilities, but you at least understand how to be around a woman. That there's not all that much difference between how to behave around a man and how to behave around a woman if what you're looking for is friendship. And then if we're moving it into the romantic category, to make sure that you're not waiting for someone to approach you, and that's true of either men or women, that you're outgoing, that you're friendly, that you become, to a certain extent, the kind of person you'd like to be around. In other words, if you go to a party and you see somebody who's sitting over in a corner by themselves and look miserable, and look like, you know, if you ever got within their frame of reference, that they would glom onto you like a little barnacle and never let you go. You don't want to be that person, because you certainly don't want to be around that person. Conversely, you don't necessarily want to pick as either your friend or your love object somebody who is the belle of the ball, or the, you know, the person who's got, you know, 1,500 people around them. And it's not because it's not a bad place to learn how to behave, but it's just the competition's going to be pretty tough in that end of the pool. So what you want is somebody halfway in between that looks pleasant, that looks like they have something interesting to say, that seems cheerful. And you don't necessarily want to pick the campus beauty queen or the football captain, because, again, they're going to have a much broader choice than perhaps was going to make you comfortable. So pick somebody that's somewhere halfway in between and become that person as well. So when you walk into a party, I actually did this with some people once, because it was somebody who was about your age who felt that he just didn't know how to approach women. So I said, well, all right, assume that we're in a bar, because that's unfortunately still somewhat the model, even though it turns out that, you know, slightly over half marriages are all from online dating.
Yeah, I've heard that.
Yeah.
That's the pretty good numbers, really.
And my guess is that it's probably higher than that. That's what people will admit to, which is not
sure.
Necessarily. It may be a conservative number. So, you know, I said, all right, approach me like you. Let's make it a bookstore. You know, you're Barnes & Noble, and you're going to come in. And so the first thing he did is he's studying his toes, and his shoulders are all hunched, and it looks like he's preparing for a punch. I said, well, that's not going to work. So, you know, throw your shoulders back, you know, sort of make eye contact, walk into the room like like you're walking onto a yacht, and because you're going to send out a completely different vibe. And part of it is just energy. Part of it is, I promise not to suck all your blood dry if you come near me, but I have some energy, I have something to say, I have something to talk about. And you can be that person as well. I think it's a great opportunity, and you can hear that my sort of strategy is to approach women as friends before you approach them as love objects. So doing volunteer activity, because by definition you're being useful to somebody. Taking a dull education course and asking to borrow somebody's notes, because for a lot of us, high school and college were the place that we kind of learned to date. We learned to how to deal with the opposite sex, and so it seems familiar and not as scary. But and church, a lot of churches have groups for singles after services because it's a way of getting kids into the churches. But the trick is, once you're in that situation, you have to be a little outgoing, and you don't have to, you know, it's the Anna and the King of Siam theory of life, is you don't have to feel it to do it. You can, you know, you really can fake it till you can make it. And just appearing to be interesting, having some things to talk about. Movies are an obvious thing. The weather, if you have to, although you're not going to be able to spend a whole lot of time on the weather. Commenting on how somebody looks. And again, for men, what you have to do is stay above the chin, basically uniformly. With women, we can stay above the chin and below the knees. We're allowed to comment on men's shoes. Men, do not comment on women's shoes. It'll get you in more trouble than it's worth. But saying, gee, you've got a great smile, or that's a great hairdo, it's a beautiful scarf, or I love your earrings, all of which is okay. Commenting on anything below the chin is probably going to cause you more trouble than it's going to help you, just because they think that you're just checking out the equipment and you're just sort of trying to cover up your leering or your ogling with some kind of veneer of respectability. So you're better to stay above the chin. Women, again, we have a little bit more latitude. But just being friendly, just being outgoing. And I actually have done programs before on pickup lines. And I'll tell you, the most effective, the two most effective ones I ever heard, the single most effective one that was used on me was, I always tell beautiful women how smart they are, and smart women how beautiful they are. And you are just so smart. And I thought, oh, wow. He got double credit for that. Yeah. I mean, that was very good. Wow. He actually turned out to be a little too slick for me. Yeah.
I was going to say, maybe a little too good.
But it wasn't bad. I think the second most effective pickup line was, not if I tell you have a beautiful body, will you hold it against me? I mean, that you have to really like country songs to really like that one. But the idea being that just saying, look, ordinarily I never do this, but you just seem so attractive, I would have just kicked myself if I hadn't come over and just say that you have a beautiful smile, or that's a great color on you, or whatever it is. And being a little bit frustrated, being a little nervous, is perfectly okay with most women. That we are probably much more susceptible to you being a little nervous than being too slick. So, again, I don't know what the issue is specifically, but getting yourself out there, practicing on friends before you sort of try it. Because dating is really kind of the Wimbledon of human relationships. It's the high wire act. It's the one that requires the most courage and has the most propensity to crash and burn. Give me a call if you'd like, and I'll see if I can help you specifically, which is a lot easier to do than generally. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself. With the aid of HB Extract, it's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials,
commercial.
Just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.